All right, this weekend, I want to help you relax, and you got a few options to choose from. You can come up with your own, but I got a few for you. Balancing bubbles or bird watching?
What?
Which is it going to be? So have you seen people balancing rocks? Have you seen?
I have not seen that.
What?
No, I have not.
You've never seen the balancing stones thing? You just sit down and you try to balance rocks on top of each other?
Oh, is that what you're talking about? Okay,
especially if you're next to a riverbed, which there's so many places around here. We live in a beautiful part of the country. You can find places where you can just go sit. Mm. I know exactly the place. I know exactly where we're going to go do this because I'm going to take the kids and we're going to see who can build the tallest one. And there you stack these rocks or you blow bubbles. And you just sit there and you focus on it. And honestly, blowing bubbles, there is an art to it. Bird watching was the other one. These are all like cheap or no cost. I mean, if you have to buy bubbles because you don't have a little bubble wand at home, okay, you might have to pay a dollar for that. But behaviorally, engaging in these mindfulness, these stress-busting activities, it can really heighten your emotional regulation. It can reduce your cortisol levels. It's enhanced relaxation and focus because what they call this is soft fascination. You are focused enough on this one activity that you're doing to sort of forget your worries and let those go for a minute. But it's not so challenging that it's stressful, which I appreciate. And it refreshes your mental energy. It boosts your well-being. And these are things that you do. Maybe you haven't gone out and done these in a very long time. Now, I enjoy bird watching. I've told you all about the Merlin app before, where if you're sitting out in the woods, which is beneficial for you, scientifically proven, just like sitting in a green space is so good for you. So if you have that Merlin app, you can record the birds chirping around you. You can identify what they are. Or the blowing bubbles you're supposed to imagine just like, maybe blowing away your worries, and you focus on that and you try to make the bubble as big as it can and you watch the rainbow of colors just dancing on the surface of it as they go floating away and you watch them pop. Or the balancing of stones. You know, it's a challenge to yourself, but also it's very, very calming. So if you can, just help yourself do this weekend. It is absolutely cheap. It's going to be good for you. I hope it helps relieve some of the stress that you've accumulated over the week. It's good for you physically. Mm-hmm. It's good for you mentally. And which one would you pick, Kevin?
Ooh, I'd love to blow the bubbles.
You want to blow bubbles?
I want to blow
the
bubbles.
So many bubble ones at my house. I will tell you that right now. It's just a big thing. And you know, if you got kids running and playing around, I know that's not quite as quiet and meditative, but there's also a joy to be found in that. But if you can find some quiet moments to do any of these activities or one that you prefer, I hope you do find time to do that this week. And that soft fascination.
So your favorite is balancing the rocks. Is that your favorite?
I have not tried it, so I want to do it. I've seen them leave, and I will put them back the way I got them because you're really not supposed to change the landscape.
Gotcha.
Everybody did this and left it, you know, it's all stacked up. I know it's cool to see, but you're supposed to leave it as you found it. That's one of the tenets of being out as a part of our natural world is to leave it as you found it. Leave no trace, take nothing but pictures, right? But I really want to do that. I think the kids would be into it. And there is just like, you know, just trying to balance these stones on top of each other. It's really cool. And I'm not talking about anything really big. You sit down by a riverbed, it's been smoothed over by the water and you just start trying to stack them up. If you have puzzles at your house, that's a good one to do as well.
Okay.
Puzzles stress me out though. I can't do that one. That's not going to be.